Coming to you from the Now Network broadcast. It is truly, truly an honor. The psalmist declares, oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Oh, hallelujah, bless his name. For the Lord is good, and his mercy endures forever. I have a word today from the Lord. I have a powerful, powerful word. I know many have still probably is full from the Resurrection Sunday or the Easter Sunday, but today I thank God that the word, the resurrection word, is not just once a year, that we can continue to tell about Christ rose from the grave every day we should be able to tell this story, not just once a year. And so I want to share with you today about the power that comes from the resurrection. We know that we have that power within us, the Holy Spirit, the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. That Spirit indwells within us. That Spirit lives within us today. And so we have to utilize that Spirit. Oh, hallelujah. You know, we're going to be working ourselves up to the day of Pentecost, the celebration of Pentecost, which is 50 days after the resurrection. And so we know that in the Bible, the Lord told the disciples to go to Jerusalem and to wait there, that they will be endowed with the power up on high. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody need to get excited for the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God that dwells within us. Oh, bless his name. We're going to talk about the power of the resurrection. And my scripture today will be coming from the book of Mark, the 16th chapter. Oh, I thank God that we don't have to talk about the resurrection just like once a year. We can talk about it all throughout the year. Oh, hallelujah. Because God's word is the same today and forevermore. And so I just thank God for his word. I thank God for his word. Oh, you just don't know. I thank God for his word. Because we know that his word does not return void. Oh, hallelujah. His word gives power. It gives life. Oh, hallelujah. It will resurrect your situation. Whatever that you may be going through today, God will resurrect your situation. You might be in a dry season right now. Oh, you might be depressed right now. Oh, you might even feel like you're dead right now. But God will do you like he did last year. He will raise you from the grave. Oh, hallelujah. He will loose you from all those things that's causing you to be in bondage, causing you to be depressed, causing you to be bound. God will loose you today. God will resurrect you today. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, bless you. I don't know who that word is for today. You might be dead, down in your spirit today, but God is saying he's going to resurrect your joy. Oh, hallelujah. Bless his name. Oh, I just thank him. Oh, he's worthy. God is worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be praised. I don't know who I'm talking to today, but I thank God for the word. I thank God for the word. Oh, hallelujah. You know, sometimes that I probably was going through some things, and you know what? All I had to do was just listen to God's word or just open up my Bible and read his word, and his word gave me life. His word gave me joy. His word gave me comfort. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. His word. Oh, hallelujah. We're going to have to do a study on God's word next. I'm just excited. You know, we just came from the weekend of the resurrection, and I was just so excited observing Friday, Good Friday, when he went to the cross, and you know, when he rose, and you know, I'm still on a high right now. But we don't go to the throne, because many may be believing God for something today. And the Bible says, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the grave, you shall be saved. You shall be saved. And so that's word. That's word there. And, you know, a lot of times we have to believe, you know, a lot of times people walk in unbelief or they walk in doubt, you know. And so God wants us to continue to trust him, to continue to have faith that whatever his word has said that he was going to do, that we have to believe what his word has said. We have to believe it, saints. We have to believe it. We have to believe it. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord. Lord, we honor you. Lord, we glorify you today, for this is the day that you have made. You, Lord, you alone have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, we thank you that you are our deliverer, oh God. We thank you that you are a healer, that you are a creator, God. We thank you that you are the potter. And Lord, that we are the clay. Oh, hallelujah. Lord, we thank you that we are the clay, oh God. We ask that you mold us today, God. That you strengthen us, oh God. The areas that we are weak, oh God, we ask that you strengthen us, oh God. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We thank you. You say, whosoever call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. We thank you, Lord, that you are our rock, that you are our shield, oh God. Oh, hallelujah. That we can go to you in a time of need, in a time of protection, God. We thank you right now, God. We thank you right now, Lord. We thank you that you are Jehovah Jireh, that you provide all our needs according to your riches and glory. Lord, we thank you. We thank you that you're Jehovah Shammah, the Lord that comforts us, the Lord that our companion. Oh, Lord, we thank you that we're never alone, God. We thank you right now. You said in your word that you'll go with us all the way into the ends of the earth, oh God. We thank you. We glorify that. We thank you that you're faithful, God. You are so, so faithful. Oh, Lord, we thank you. We honor you today, oh God. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless his name. Bless his name. You know, we have to understand that the death, burial, and the resurrection was all a part of the plan of redemption. Oh, yes. Everything that happened from the birth to the death to the burial to the resurrection of Christ, all that was already spoken into plan. We know that all things were spoken into plan, and then everything had to come to fruition. It had to come. Everything had to come. Because one thing I realized about God, when God said that he's going to save his people, no enemy can stop it. I don't care what the enemy tried to do, but when God said he was going to save his people, the enemy could not stop it. So everything had to come to plan. Everything had to come to fruition. Everything had to come to surface. God said it, and he done it. Oh, hallelujah. I don't know who that word for, but if God said it, God will do it. Oh, hallelujah. Bless his name. And so the Bible says in the 16th chapter of Mark, it says, Saturday evening, when the Sabbath ended, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Salem, went out and purchased burial spices so they could anoint Jesus' body. Very early on Sunday morning, just as sunrise, they went to the tomb. On the way, they were asking each other, who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance to the tomb? But as they arrived, they looked up and saw that the stone, which was very large, had already been rolled away. Oh, hallelujah. It had already been rolled aside. And so we have to understand that the stone was not rolled away, rolled to the side because Jesus let Jesus out. But it's rolled to the side to let the people in, to see the testimony of what Jesus said that he was going to do. He had told them he was going to rise on the third day. Oh, hallelujah. And so he said, when they entered the tomb, they saw a young man clothed in a white robe sitting on the right-hand side. The woman was shocked, but the angel said, don't be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He isn't here. He is risen from the dead. Look, this is where they laid his body. Now go and tell his disciples, including Peter. Okay, so we know Peter had denied Christ. He had denied that he knew him. And the Bible says that when the rooster crowed three times, he remembered what Christ had already had told him, that you was going to deny me, Peter. Okay, and so it's saying, and Peter, now, Peter, we're not going to cast you out, Peter. Go tell my disciples and Peter, even though Peter denied him. Christ said, and Peter, my disciple. Oh, hallelujah. And see, Christ knows all things. He knows all things. And a lot of times we deny Christ. We think we deny Christ sometimes on the things we say. Sometimes on the things we do. But I want to let you know that just like Christ did not give up on Peter, God has not given up on you today. Oh, hallelujah. Bless his name. He said, and Peter, he said, now go tell his disciples, including Peter, that Jesus is going ahead of you to Galilee. You will see him there, just as he told you before he died. The woman fled from the tomb, trembling and bewildered, and they said nothing to anyone because they were too frightened. It was too frightened. And we know that we have to know that he's not there, saints. He has risen. He's sitting on the right hand of God today. Oh, hallelujah. Interceding for us. Oh, hallelujah. We have an advocate. Oh, hallelujah. And that advocate is Jesus. Romans 8:1 says that there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. No condemnation. He did not come into the world to condemn the world. I mean, he did not do that. He came that he that the world may be saved through him. That's how much love Christ has for us. That's how much love God continues to show for us. That he doesn't condemn. See, the world will condemn you. The world will remind you of things that you did in the past. But Christ said, I will not condemn you. Oh, no, 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 no. I came that you may have life and life more abundantly. Hebrews 4:16 says that let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. We can come to God. Oh, hallelujah. God is never too busy to listen to what we have. You know, the other day I was laying in the bed. I was like, you know, I could not sleep. I had so much on my mind. And I began to start telling God about my problems. I began to, as I began to start telling him about my problems, you know, he came up with the solution. I found myself saying a solution to the problem. And I'm saying, that was not me. It had to be the Holy Spirit, because if I had a problem, you would think that I would have the solution, but God had the solution. He had the solution. And so, God, I'm here to say, God is never too busy to listen to your problems. He's very concerned about us. He wants us to talk to him. He wants to talk to us. And so, Ephesians 1:5 says he has predestined us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. And see, we have to know that, you know, the resurrection, it came power. If Christ defeated the enemy, if he defeated the works of the devil, we also can defeat the works of the devil. Oh, yes. He has given us that power, that dunamis power, that we can defeat the enemy. But we cannot defeat the enemy without the word. The Bible says that man should not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. God will give you fresh, hallelujah, joy. We have to beat the enemy with the word of God. You cannot go into the enemy camp without your weapon. Your weapon is the word. Your weapon is the word. Oh, hallelujah. Many might be going through some things today, or heartaches, pain, you know, whatever. God will give you fresh joy. God will give you fresh manna. The manna that comes from heaven. Oh, hallelujah, bless his name. He says that blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. That's word. God's word is true. God's word is true, saints. We have to eat off God's word. And as we eat off God's word, we have to see the fruit manifest within us. The book of Colossians says that we're talking about the power of the resurrection. Through the power of resurrection, we became children of God. We can go boldly to the throne of grace. There is no condemnation. We have been forgiven for our sins. We have been reconciled with God through the resurrection, through the works of Jesus, what he done for us. Colossians 2:11 says, when you came to Christ, you were circumcised, but not by a physical procedure. Christ performed a spiritual circumcision, the cutting away of your sinful nature. For you were buried with Christ when you were baptized. And with him, you were raised to a new life because you trusted the mighty power of God, who raised Christ from the dead. You were dead because of your sins, and because of your sinful nature was not yet cut away. Then God made you alive with Christ, for he forgave all our sins. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody need to get excited. Oh, hallelujah. I thank him. He canceled the record of the charges against us and took it away by nailing it to the cross. And this way, he disarmed the spiritual rulers and authorities. He shamed them publicly by his victory over them on the cross. We have the victory, saints. Christ has triumphed over the enemy. He has defeated the enemy. Oh, hallelujah. You know, I know, like, throughout life that we all may go through different things. We all may have a season of a dry season, or we may go through a dark season in our life, but we have to know that, you know, in the midst of those seasons, those dry seasons or those dark seasons, that God can resurrect you. You know, you cannot afford to stay down. God will resurrect you. God will restore you. And I remember, you know, that I was going through something real. I mean, going through something real. I had, just like a prodigal son, I had rebelled against God. I had started going out and doing things my own way. And I just found myself lost, just hard to come back to where I was. You know, I know many probably can relate to what I'm talking about. You know, it's like being in a pit, and every time you get ready to climb to the top of the to the top of the pit or the top of the well, you'll fall back down. And I found myself, you know, in a season where I could not get out of this ditch. I just could not get out of it. It's like I wanted to get out of the ditch. I had lost my my passion to read my word, and you know, I was in a dark place. I was in a place, and like I said, I wanted to get out of this pitch, and I kept trying to climb myself out of it, and I kept falling back down, and finally, you know, I just said, you know, I didn't give up. I said, you know, I'm not gonna let the enemy defeat me in this. And I tell you, I crawled and I crawled and I crawled, and I read my word when I didn't want to read my word. I fast when I didn't want to fast. I was determined to get out of that pit. I was determined to get out of that ditch. I was determined to get back to where I needed to get back to. And as I began to press my way through, God began to resurrect all those things that he started to resurrect those things that I had lost my desire for. You know, his word, spending time with him. He began to start restoring my ministry. He began to start restoring me, giving me peace of mind, you know, allowing me to forgive myself from shame and reproach and all those different things. It's through the resurrection. It's through the resurrection that we have been forgiven, saints. It's nothing that you can do that can God can turn his back against you. No. Just call upon him. He is there. He is near. He wants to help you. He wants you to come. He wants you to come on back home. He does. He loves you. You may be going through some things. God is the only one that can fix it. He's the only one that can fix it. Oh, I'm just excited today. God is the only one that can fix it. A lot of times we go on our phone and look for answers into friends and family. But I tell you today, God is the only one that can fix it. He died. He came. He died. He was buried. And he resurrected on the third day. For us. He did all this for us. A loving God did all this for me and you. Oh, hallelujah. And you know, saints, one day we will see him again. And we will meet him. We will meet him someday. And you have to be ready. You have to be ready. Oh, bless his name. Bless his name. Oh, I thank you, Lord, for the power. I thank you for the power. I thank you for the dunamis power, Lord. Oh, Lord, we thank you. Lord, we honor you. Those that are listening today, we ask that you bless them, that you give them a double anointed, God, today. That you give them a double blessing, oh God. Lord, we honor you today. We lift you up today. We thank you. We thank you for the resurrection, God. We thank you, Lord. We know that you didn't have to do it, God, but you did it. You did it because you so loved the world that you gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Lord, we thank you. We honor you. We give you glory. Those who are listening, we ask that you look upon their needs, God. That you look upon their health, oh God. That you look upon their household, oh Lord. Lord, look upon them today, Lord. Lord, ask that they draw closer to you, God. Lord, ask that you manifest yourself to them, God. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise and we give you glory. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you.